This episode is brought to you by Fast Enterprises. Fast helps motor vehicle agencies serve the public by delivering enterprise modernization projects on time and on budget every time. Improve customer service and be ready for whatever the future brings. Give Fast a call at 1-877-ASK-FAST or visit us on the web at fastenterprises.com. Welcome to AnvaCast, bringing news, information, and expertise to the Anva community. Here's your host, Ian Grossman. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the AnvaCast. This week, I am excited to welcome the newest chief administrator in North America, someone that the Anva community knows well, Kathy Curtis, who has become the Deputy Secretary of State for the Bureau of Maine Motor Vehicles. Kathy, welcome back to the AnvaCast.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm glad to be here.
Kathy, this is a exciting transition for you. For those who don't know, it's a return, almost a return to home for you. Because even though many folks who are listening may be aware of your role at AMVA on our team for the past 9 years as Director of Vehicle Programs, may not know that really your entire career before coming to AMVA was at the Maine Bureau of Motor Vehicles, including having been in this position that you're returning to prior to coming to AMVA.
That's right. I spent 32 years at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, my entire career, and the last 5 years as chief administrator. And I retired from there 10 years ago and have had the honor and privilege of working for AMVA for the last 9 years. And now returning, as you say, home.
So that's an unusual opportunity. We've seen chief administrators that have spanned administrations that maybe leave for a short time and come back. It's unusual to see a decade later returning back. How does an opportunity like that come about?
Well, I think that it was recognized by the new Secretary of State, Shanna Bellows, that I have achieved a lot of experience and knowledge working with at AMVA. She recognized that I have had the opportunity to work with jurisdictions to understand what's working well in other jurisdictions, to work on many best practices. And I think she really would like to bring some innovative approaches to the Bureau, and thought that with my experience working with all of the jurisdictions, that I will be able to bring some new ideas in and help move the Bureau forward.
So tell us a little more about some of those priorities for the new the new Secretary of State, which, because they're her priorities, they're now your priorities. But what are some of those new challenges that you're hoping to help her tackle and bring to the Bureau?
Sure. One priority is to modernize and integrate technology into general operations. So that means instead of just having all forms on our website, creating mobile apps so that people can use and the services on their telephone instead of just the laptop. We are going to be hiring a new director of IT for the Secretary of State. So I'll be working closely with that new director to identify technology projects, to prioritize them, to develop a plan for resourcing them and then implementing them. So that's one priority. And the other priority is to focus on equity and inclusion. And we really are going to focus on reaching out to communities that have not always been, have not always felt welcomed or involved in the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. So we're going to establish some relationships based on trust, try to understand what their needs are, what they see as barriers, and then take some actions to reduce those barriers and to integrate them into various communities, integrating their needs into our policies and procedures and perhaps even our workforce.
Hmm. Now, that is such an important priority that, you know, something I know and I'd love you to share is that, you know, you and the Secretary of State are calling on another individual who's very familiar to our lot of listeners to help lead that new initiative and really focus on it because it is so important.
Yes, Patty Morneau, who is has been the Deputy Secretary of State for a number of years now, we'll be focusing on the initiative of equity and inclusion, as well as overseeing our branch offices. And we're really looking forward to her taking on that new role. I hear in her voice a lot of excitement, talking with people and talking with communities that she may not have been involved in the past. And I think she's really excited about that. Mm.
And you and Patty go back many years. So, you know, in some ways it's bringing the band back together.
You know, I was actually having that same thought this morning. Patty and I worked together for probably well over 20 years at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. I was very fortunate to recognize her talents and skills when she first applied for her position at the Bureau and hired her into a service representative position, and had the opportunity to promote her several times. And I'm really looking forward to working with her. We make a great team, and I'm looking forward to working with her every day.
Right. So over the years, we've had transitions where senior level executives from jurisdictions have joined the AMVA team. Yourself, Julie Knittel, Brian Ursino, Casey Garber, Paul Steyer, perhaps most notably Ann Farrow, you know, was the administrator in Maryland. I don't know, and I don't believe anyone knows an occasion where we have had an AMVA staff person transition into, or back into in this case, the chief administrator role. How does that change your perspective and approach now than maybe when you were in the role 10 years ago?
Well, as I said earlier, I've had an opportunity to talk with so many employees in the motor vehicle agencies around U.S. and Canada, and I've heard of all of the great ideas that they have, the initiatives that they've implemented, and I've said to myself over the years, oh, I wish we had done that when I was in Maine, or, you know, that's a really good idea. So I've tucked those all away in my head. Hopefully I can recall them. And I think I really take I'll take that approach as trying to think about the work that other jurisdictions are doing. And then I'm so fortunate to what I consider having lifelong friends now in these jurisdictions. And I think they'll take my calls when I call them and say, I remember you talking about this, or how you solved this problem or that problem, and chatting with them about it. And I think that'll be, you know, they'll be great resources for me. So I take that perspective. And also, I have been part of, as you know, Ian, a very highly productive leadership team here at AMVA. Every minute of every day, we have been so productive. And I hope that I have sharpened my management skills, my skills for developing relationships, getting things done in teams, bringing groups of strangers together and that have a common purpose, and solving problems. So I think that those new skills I've acquired while here at AMVA will be very helpful to me as well.
Mm. Now, and obviously when you go back in, you have this deep set of knowledge in what's happening in all the vehicle program areas. Mm-hmm. However, as chief administrator, you now have to go back into and, you know, focus on driver licensing, customer service, fraud prevention, all these other topics that, you know, were going on in the other concurrent session rooms while you were focusing on the vehicle stuff. So where are you in terms of your headspace going back into tackling some of these other subject matter areas?
Well, and I think I shared with you the other day, I wish I'd paid more attention when Kevin Lewis was talking, our director of driver licensing, when he was talking about real ID and different CDL issues. I wish I had been, you know, more focused on those topics. But of course, I focused on my vehicle-related topics. But I know that, you know, we share in ANVA, we share a lot of information through TWR and these podcasts, and I've paid attention to those. So I've always been able to, you know, hear about the topics that I was somewhat familiar with years ago and been able to track and follow those concerns and issues. So I think I'll be able to step back into those areas pretty quickly. And also there's a great team at Maine Motor Vehicles. They will be helping me, reminding me of the issues and the laws, the federal and state laws. So I know that I have them to rely on as well.
Yeah. And in fact, for a agency that, you know, I think it's fair to say is one of the smaller agencies in the ANVA membership, has had a significant footprint in terms of the agency's involvement in ANVA working groups, ANVA committees, ANVA boards. Patty, who we talked about earlier, is a past Region 1 president. There have been people that have been chairs of working groups. So for an agency that, again, is rather small in scale compared to maybe some of the other agencies, has had a really rich history of ANVA engagement.
Yes, and those the employees that have served on those working groups and Patty on the board, they've taken all of that information back and helped the agency learn and grow from those experiences. So, you know, I think that they're a great team that's very knowledgeable and will really help this transition.
Now, in addition to the opportunity to work with the new Secretary of State, who I know you've had a relationship with over the years, obviously this was a opportunity to serve. And, you know, that's, I think, near and dear to your heart, because I believe you're a native of Maine. You've never known anywhere else, never lived anywhere else.
Exactly. I've lived in Maine my entire life. And as I said before, only worked in Maine until I came to ANVA. And it is, you know, I was driving into Augusta the other day and I said, oh, you know, it's going to be great to actually feel like I'm part of this community again. I really haven't felt connected to, you know, my local community because I have been working in my home or traveling out of state for most of the last 9 years. So I haven't felt particularly connected. And I'm really going to enjoy that, especially when we can get back out into the community and and see people. That's going to be really, you know, very fulfilling for me.
So go back and tell us a little bit of that story of 32 years ago. Of how you first found yourself as someone who, you know, was born and bred in Maine and grew up and had that experience, and then all of a sudden is working at the BMV. How did that start for you?
After 2 years of college, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do with my life. And my father said to me, you need to go to work for the state. They have a good retirement plan.
That's what a 20-something wants to hear, right? Plan for your retirement.
Exactly. But I knew my father was very wise. So I applied for some positions at the Bureau or in state government. And the first interview I went for was at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. And I knew the day I walked in that building, it's where I belonged. It just felt so right for me. And my first job was working in the mailroom, sorting mail. And I got to get to know people and by going through all of these stacks of mail, learned a little bit about the organization and got to know people. And for several years was able to promote through clerical positions and then management positions. And after 27 years became the director or deputy secretary of state. And really felt that that was, you know, a wonderful journey that I really, really found very fulfilling and really felt that my career at Maine Motor Vehicles was exactly what I was meant to do in life. And always, I was always grateful for that opportunity and appreciated that and felt that we were doing something valuable. It definitely feels like going back home.
That's great. That's a very special, special feeling. You know, you mentioned not being as connected with the local community, not during this time of pandemic where you can't be together, but once you know you can be. What does Kathy Curtis and the family do, you know, outside of the home of the BMV? What keeps you all busy when you're not solving either the problems of the vehicle programs world or now, you know, managing, you know, this agency? What's the Curtis family up to these days?
Well, as you know, I'm quite a doting grandmother. And I have a grandson that's 15 and a granddaughter that's 3. And I spend every minute that I can with them and my daughters and my stepdaughter. Steve and I are very family oriented, and we spend as much time as we can doing things outside, camping. We do a lot of gardening, and we have 2 beagle dogs in our household that that mostly we cater to, and they run the household. So that keeps us really busy. But we really enjoy the main outdoors, and that's something that, you know, I get a chance to spend some summers in Maine, getting to the coast, and that I haven't been able to do a lot of because we have, you know, our jobs at AMBA take us all over all the time.
I do have to laugh when people say, you know, living for the summers in Maine. I go, great, what do you do the other 11 months of the year?
Yes. Well, the summers in Maine are our reward for getting through the winters.
Yeah. How much snow's on the ground right now?
I think maybe 18 inches or so. Not much.
Just a dusting.
Just a dusting. Not much.
That's great. So as you prepare to take on the role, you know, you talk a little bit about the Secretary of State's priorities. What do you think is going to be your biggest challenge transitioning back into the role of chief administrator from having been at AMBA for the past 9 years?
Getting to know people, getting to understand what is important to them, understanding the goals of each division within the Bureau. A lot of the people that I used to work with have retired, and there are several new people that I've got to get to know. So that will be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it. Also, getting back into the role of working with the legislature. Mm-hmm. I haven't, you know, done that in 10 years. So preparing testimony for the legislature and, you know, understanding what their goals are and trying to determine how a bill will impact the Bureau and impact the citizens of Maine will be a challenge as well.
But that's also part of the background that the new Secretary of State, I believe, brings to her role. She has a background as a legislator, correct?
Absolutely. She was a senator right up until a few months ago, and has a very deep appreciation for the legislative process and wants to accomplish a lot to really help the citizens of Maine meet their obligations for motor vehicle credentials, but also to help them to recognize that the Bureau is there for each and every citizen of Maine, or each and every person that's here in Maine.
Yeah. So actually, let's take a quick sidebar, because the process in Maine is also somewhat different than I think most jurisdictions have and may not know. There are some other jurisdictions where, of course, the motor vehicle function falls under the auspice of the Secretary of State, such as Michigan and Illinois, to name just a couple. But, you know, in those states, the Secretary of State's an elected officer through the normal election process. In Maine, it's a little bit different. Will you share with us how Maine goes about that?
Yes, the Secretary of State is considered a constitutional officer. And the constitutional officers in Maine are elected by the legislature. Mm-hmm. So usually it's the party that has the most representatives in the Senate and House elect the Secretary of State and the other constitutional officers. And so the new legislature was sworn in December, and the new Secretary of State was sworn in January. The Secretary of State serves for a two-year term and is eligible for 4 2-year terms as Secretary of State.
And the previous Secretary of State, some of our listeners may remember Matt Dunlap from having attended Patty's Region 1 conference. He had to retire, so to speak. He was term limited out of the position.
Yes, and he now has been elected as the state auditor.
Oh, interesting. And yeah. Does that go through the similar process where the legislature elects a state auditor, or is that elected by the voters?
It is not elected by the voters. I'm not completely sure about the full process.
Okay. But again, it's a little bit different where it's not just on the ballot the way, you know, a lot of states would elect their state auditor.
Right.
Very interesting.
And speaking of Region 1 and Patty's conference, a former Secretary of State was also there, Senator Bill Diamond, who is now the chair of the Transportation Committee at the legislature, and he was a former Secretary of State. So, we're very fortunate that the chair of the Transportation Committee has such a deep understanding of the Bureau's responsibilities and challenges.
So again, the band getting back together.
Exactly.
So I asked you before what you thought your biggest challenge was going to be. The other side of that coin is, what are you going to miss most about being on the AMVA team?
I'm going to miss so much. I'm going to miss our very close team. Ian, it's been wonderful working for you, and the team that you've put together has been just such a joy to work with. You know, we say we love each other, and we do. And we've been a very close knit family. We've spent many, many years together, and I'm going to really miss that sense of belonging to such a good group of people that are so passionate about the work that we all do in supporting the jurisdictions and the motor vehicle agencies and law enforcement agencies. I'll miss that the most. I'll also miss all of the people that I've met in all of the jurisdictions and that have served on working groups and have served on committees. As I said earlier, I've made friends that I hope I keep for the rest of my life, because they're just so many good people out there that share the same passions that we share and want to do the right things for the citizens of their state. And it's just been such a joy to get to know so many people.
Well, I guess the silver lining there is you will still be connected to many of them.
Yes.
Now just, you know, you'll be in a different chair when you chat with them, and hopefully, you know, we'll get you on some of those committees, working groups and boards, you know, as a member that can participate from a different perspective.
I look forward to that. Absolutely. Maintaining all of those relationships and working with all of you in my new role.
Yeah. Well, we're all very excited for you. We're excited for Maine. We know there are lots of people out there that are ready to support you and support your entire team. You have the luxury of, you already have us all on speed dial.
Yes.
And you certainly have all those jurisdiction connections and industry and associate member connections you've made over the years that hopefully will make you, the new Secretary of State, and the entire Bureau successful going forward.
Well, thank you so much. Been such a pleasure to work for AMVA, and now to take all of that knowledge, experience, contacts to the Bureau and be able to perform my new duties, knowing that I have all of you to support me.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for chatting with us a little bit, Kathy. We will check in with you in a few months when we'll see how all those changes and initiatives are going. And thank you all for listening today. We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you to our producer, Claire Jeffrey. And we will see you the next time on the AmbaCast. Stay well, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for AmbaCast, hosted by Ian Grossman, produced by Claire Jeffrey, music by Gibson Arthur. This episode was brought to you by Fast Enterprises. Visit us at ambacast.podbean.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify.